Robin Felix is the spokesperson with Swift Mud. She says that the water restrictions will continue across all 16 counties because the lack of water during the previous year continues to impact water resources.
The water resources are still recovering from, you know, the previous dry season. We had an extremely dry April and May this year, and the summer rainy season was really slow to get underway. It didn't really get underway until right at the end of June. So it's really just now really starting to get those regular summer rainfalls, and so things haven't had a chance to replenish yet.
For the last several months, Southwest Florida has received far less rainfall than usual, especially during the spring. This has impacted a wide range of water resources.
Our lake levels are still recovering from the four-year drought that ended last year. They've just never recovered, and they really just need above-average rainfall for an extended period, and we just haven't been getting that type of real heavy rainfall. We've just kind of come back to normal rainfall. So lake levels are still really impacted from that four-year drought. And then right now, just more seasonally, we're just seeing still, river levels and aquifer levels are low, and it's just going to take them some time to fill up, and hopefully we're going to continue to get summer rainfall.
The newest governing board member, Michael Babb, said that Swift Mud is responding to the water shortfall by postponing any revisions of current watering restrictions.
Well, we responded by being able to push off, you know, the reviews, and we're going to be extending it into October. We'll have a better opportunity to see exactly what happens this summer throughout the rainy season. And at that time in October, we'll take a better look at to see exactly what has occurred over the last 3 or 4 months.
Felix says the current restrictions will continue at the phase one level.
Phase one is our lowest level of water shortage restrictions, and it really doesn't change the days or the hours. In our 16-county area, we have 2-day-per-week watering in place before 10 a.m. or after 4 p.m. But always check with your local city or county utility. We do allow them to have stricter restrictions in place, and there are some cities and counties in the region that do have stricter measures.
But she says that much still depends on weather in the coming months.
So it's very important that we continue to get good, strong summer rainfall. Again, it was really almost a month late getting underway. It was extremely dry spring. So things are low right now, and we really need these summer rains to help fill everything up again.
While water conservation is a good plan for preserving the water supply, future rainfall is important for replenishing the reservoirs for potable resources.
Well, what you typically see is the rainy season is when we get 60% of our rainfall for the year, and everything kind of gets filled up, including our reservoirs. And then during the dry season, when it's not raining, that's when the public water suppliers can use that water that's been stored up to meet the demands of the public. And so now we've come to the end of the dry season. We've started the rainy season. So the reservoirs are a little low right now, and now is the time that the rainfall will help fill them up again.
To find out about water restrictions in your area, go to watermatters.org and click on the water restriction icon. For WMNF News, I'm Joshua Holton in Tampa.